Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Conway. Batting third. The center fielder, Pat Sierrett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hines Becker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Allie Reynolds. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Allie Reynolds. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Rigney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Rigney. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Conway reaches second base with a double. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Conway trying to get to home. Kennedy throws the ball into Appling, who relays the ball to Hayes, who tags Conway, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards takes first base on ball four. Sierra moves to second. Joe Haynes now pitching. Hines Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of right. Becker reaches second base with a double. Sierra scores. Edwards goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Becker scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up towards third. Lodigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Becker scoops it up and throws to first, with Reynolds covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Case. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Appling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Becker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wright for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Case. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Hayes moves to third. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Conway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sierra strikes out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heinz Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Becker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Edwards moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Conway misplays the ball. That's an error on Conway. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tucker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Edwards. Tucker reaches second base with a double. Haynes moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Haynes scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-1, Indians. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. the Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sierra. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a line drive towards right. Edwards catches it and throws to second to double up Kennedy. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0-for-1 in the game. Haynes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Michaels moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tucker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Case hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Conway hits a line drive into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sierra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Conway fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wright moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox won. The Indians will come to bat. Hinds Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Becker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Becker moves to second. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-2 in the game. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into center field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Edwards. Michaels reaches second base with a double. Ralph Hodgson pinch hits for Joe Haynes. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Michaels scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Edwards. Appling reaches second base with a double. Hodgson goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. QL hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Conway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Hollingsworth now pitching. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Case hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Conway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sierra takes first base on ball 4. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Edwards strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes bunts towards first. Becker scoops it up and throws to first, with Conway covering, for the out. Wright moves to second. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-3 in the game. Lodigiani hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Michaels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Heinz Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Becker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth hits a fly ball into center field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tucker. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boudreaux applying the tag. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds bunts towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Michaels covering, for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Earl Caldwell now pitching. Jimmy Washdell pinch hits for George Case. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell takes first base on ball 4. Les Fleming pinch hits for Jack Conway. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hegan moves to third. Two outs. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Pat Sierrett. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washdell. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Washdell steals second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. the White Sox will come to bat. Felix Macchio is now playing center field. Ray Mack now playing second base. Gene Woodling now playing left field. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 4 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Macchio is settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wright moves to second. Whitey Platt pinch hits for Dario Lodigiani. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wright scores. Kennedy moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.